With sport, here's Barry Guy.
The Black Caps have lost a second T20 World Cup warm-up game, with a major batting collapse contributing to a 13-run defeat to England in Abu Dhabi. Chasing 164 for victory, Martin Guptill made a quickfire 41 and Devon Conway 20, but they lost their next 7 wickets for just 22 runs. East Sodhi and Todd Astor put on 47 runs for the final wicket. Bowler Lachie Ferguson admits they should have done better.
I think the boys played well. They'll be much better for it. But certainly at the halfway mark, we felt very confident about chasing that down. And then, yeah, we gave it a decent go till about the halfway point, but unfortunately there was a bit of a collapse throughout the middle.
In other warm-up games, India beat Australia, South Africa beat Pakistan, and Afghanistan beat the West Indies, while Sri Lanka has qualified for the Super 12 stage after beating Ireland by 70 runs. The United States has officially launched its campaign to host the Men's Rugby World Cup in 2027 or 2031, and the Women's Tournament in 2029. 28 cities have shown interest in staging games, with a number of NFL stadiums touted as possible venues. Australia is considered strong favourite to host the 2027 men's tournament. Meanwhile, All Blacks assistant coach John Plumtree says any players who don't feel like they're in the right headspace to play the USA on Sunday, following the death this week of Chiefs player Sean Wainui, will be given the option to sit out. Plumtree says Wainui's death has hit the squad hard, and the players have been encouraged to speak up, and there are support processes in place.
If there was someone that just couldn't play because mentally that was just too tough, then absolutely. But I don't think you'll find that. I think you'll find that Sean would have wanted all those boys to be available for this test match, and I'd be surprised if one of them didn't want to play.
John Plumtree. Greymouth squash player Paul Cole is into the quarterfinals of the Qatar Classic in Doha, and Steve Bruce has left his position as Newcastle United manager by mutual consent 2 weeks after the English Premier League club was taken over by a Saudi Arabian-backed consortium. Koina ngā pūrongo, hakini kina.